Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice. Let's get settled in, maybe lying, resting on your back with your head and your knees, maybe hands, heels, tail supported, all so that you can remain in whatever position you choose comfortably for the duration of the practice. Find that comfortable, whatever makes sense position for your hands, maybe palms up, down, in, resting on your lower belly. Grabbing a blanket or two, not just for warmth, but for a deep sense of grounding for the nervous system as well. Taking these, creating these few moments, few initial moments to grab all of your props, to figure out and decide where you want to lay and how you want to position your body. Making any and all fidgets, wiggles, adjustments to body, props, clothing, so that you can be completely comfortable, supported, warm, and symmetrical. Take your time here. Ask what it is that you need and respond accordingly. While practicing Yoga Nidra, the body tends to sleep while the mind remains awake and aware. And the real secret sauce to this practice, why it is so effective, so healing, why we feel so relaxed by the end, is because during this practice, whether you are trying for it or not, we play with this state of consciousness, a particular place that exists between wakefulness and sleeping. So you're not fully awake, you aren't asleep as you are every night at bedtime. This in-between place is that hypnagogic state. My voice will act as your anchor to keep you relaxed and guided continually into the present moment. So if you do drift off, great, you clearly need that rest today. Or if the mind becomes overactive with thoughts, just continue listening, anchoring to my voice with your full attention. If you do feel yourself drifting, let that happen, knowing that you will return to the sound of my voice and the gentle instructions being given whenever you're meant to. Remembering, knowing, and fully trusting you cannot get this wrong, folks. We know this. Continue to settle down, settle in, ask yourself, what do I need now? What does my body need? My heart, my mind? Are you supremely comfortable? Maybe you start to deepen and lengthen the breath while we have a little chat about the doshas, or specifically the kapha dosha, or layer of self. The kapha dosha rules the protective mechanisms of our being, such as the stomach and the joints. It also embodies the strength and the stamina of your body, security and stability of the mind and the emotions. It's a very strong energy, right? And during today's practice, we're going to work to balance, to harmonize, to recalibrate the kapha dosha. When this dosha or layer of ourselves is out of balance, this earthy constitution can create feelings of depression, lethargy, kind of this fatigue that won't go away. You could find yourself feeling suspicious of others, maybe hoarding material things, right? But when the kapha dosha is balanced, your overall nature is peaceful, present, kind, relaxed, sweet, even. Your spirit is content and at ease. The heart is generous and receptive. You feel strong, stable, supported, and grounded. Not tired, lethargic, blah, or full of that overactive, can't quite stop energy. We're in a strong, stable space in between. Kind of like the hypnagogic state, right? In between awake and asleep. We want to find that hypnagogic, like, in between. That's the sweet spot. That's what balance is, right? Not one extreme or the other. So today's practice to balance the kapha dosha, to find that stable, sturdy, strong, perfectly in between state. Now, begin to notice your natural breath. That's it, the deep, natural, spontaneous breath. And could you direct your awareness to the breath that is already always flowing in your torso, the middle part of your body? Feeling expansion here with each inhalation, and feeling release here with each exhalation. The breath is natural. It's automatic. It is without effort. Feel the fullness in your torso when your body breathes in, and the release when your body breathes out. Let's practice now a really expansive, clavicle-focused breath to again start to balance the kapha dosha. So you're still breathing in and out naturally through the nostrils. I want you to draw breath into your chest so you feel a real but gentle fullness in the heart when you breathe in. Then a gentle surrender on the exhalation. Don't force the breath. Just continue to breathe with ease and with intention. You might even notice that this chest intent, right, this pattern starts to naturally slow the breath down. So guiding the breath into the chest, feel that fullness, the clavicles rise, right? And then an emptying, a gentle surrender as the chest exhales, the lungs deflate. Breathe with ease in and out of your chest. A fullness and an emptying out here. Is your breath slowing down at all? Deepening? Becoming more organic and automatic? Now, from the chest, could you feel breath and expansion begin to spread throughout the entire torso? As if each inhalation creates more and more space within the body for the breath to inhabit, filling chest, belly, whole torso, then emptying out, gentle surrender. Each breath, each inhale creating more and more space for the breath to move into. Continue to flow automatically. Now shifting, guiding your awareness to your Sankalpa, formulating your intention for today's practice. A short, positive, present tense statement in simple language, beginning with I or I am, maybe something different. I am grounded. I am stable. I am harmonious. I am balanced. I am safe. I am content. I am surrendering. I trust. I let go. I am joy. Whatever your heart's wish, formulate and repeat your Sankalpa 3 times with faith, with trust. Beautiful. Now, before we dive into a rotation of consciousness to really get into the body, allowing my words to become yours, I am practicing yoga nidra. I am awake and relaxed. I am practicing yoga nidra. I am awake and relaxed. We now begin the rotation of consciousness. You will move your awareness through the different parts of your physical body as soon as you hear them named. You can breathe into these parts. You could mentally say or repeat the name to yourself. Or simply just notice the feeling, the sensation, any inner movement or stillness from one body part to the next, remaining still, awake, alert, curious, without needing to concentrate too intensely. We'll begin this mapping out of the body on the right side. Could you please bring all of your awareness into your right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of right hand, back of hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, right side of the chest, the right lung breathing, right ribs, waist, hip, groin, right buttock, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of right foot, top of the foot, sensing the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. Now move the awareness to the left side and into your left hand thumb, left second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, armpit, left side of the chest, the left lung being breathed, left ribs, waist, hip, groin, left buttock, thigh, knee, left shin, calf, ankle, heel, sole of left foot, top of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. Now move the awareness up to the top of your head, crown of the head. Feel your hairline, the forehead, right temple, left temple, right ear, left ear, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, eyebrow center, right eye, left eye, right eyelid, left eyelid, right cheekbone, left cheekbone, right nostril, left nostril, tip of the nose, your entire nose, upper lip, lower lip, tongue, chin, jaw, throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, space between collarbones, right chest, left chest, center of the chest, upper abdomen, navel, lower abdomen, right groin, left groin, the pelvic floor, the tailbone, sacrum, right buttock, left buttock, the entire spine from bottom to top, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of the neck, back of the head, and once again, crown of the head, top of the head. Now take the body in parts. Feel your whole right arm, the whole left arm, whole left leg, whole right leg, the entire torso, the face, the whole head, the body together, the whole body. Feel, inhabit your entire body. Body starting to sleep. But you are aware, hearing the sound of my voice. And just as you moved your physical awareness from place to place, point to point in your body. Now you will move your experience, your awareness, into these matched pairs of opposites. Remember, you are only creating these experiences in the mind. You are not the experiences themselves. Imagine first complete darkness, coal black, a moon and starless night sky, a dense darkness, the complete void of space, that deep stillness at the bottom of the ocean. Imagine, sense, and feel pure, deep darkness. Now emerge slowly from the darkness into the soft, warm, golden glow of light, expansive rays of sunshine. That renewing glow, feel it on your skin, all around you. A brightness from within you emanating from the very center of your being. Feeling light, illumination, a warm golden glow from within. Releasing those two. Now remember the experience of lethargy, either from a lack of interest, lack of motivation, or sleep. Feeling in your body that aching tiredness in your bones, your body and your brain tired, lethargic. You can't muster the energy for one more thing. You are tired, drained, lethargic. Then start to feel the opposite, a surge of energy, feeling electrically alive in each fiber of your being. You tingle with excitement, potential, determination, skill, and energy. Feel a surge, a burst of pure positive energy. Releasing those. Now coming to imagine being or feeling suspicious. You have a deep mistrust for another person or a situation. You do not feel able or safe to confide in another. There's this weary apprehension coloring every experience. Feeling suspicious, unable to trust or confide. Now move your awareness into trust, a solid, sturdy trust in yourself, in who you are, trust in the other people in your life. Your intuition and your instincts can be fully counted upon. Feel trust fully. And let that go. Now recollect a time when you felt you did not have enough, when something was lacking in your life. Maybe lacking energy, money, patience, relationships, other material goods. Lack. And notice if this creates feelings of competition or aggression. You're hungrily striving for more and more without giving freely to others. Grasping at things that you want but never feeling satisfied. Exploring the experience of lack. Then starting to create the opposite experience, one of complete and total abundance. You have everything you could ever need, enough for you, enough for those around you to share. You don't feel the need to hoard or grasp at material things because you find fulfillment, a sense of wholeness and completeness inside yourself rather than from the external world. You fully trust that life provides you with everything that you need. You feel abundance. And let that go. You are practicing yoga nidra. You are aware and listening to the sound of my voice. Now begin to look deeply into the dark space in front of your closed eyes. Imagine before you a mental movie screen as high and as wide as the inner gaze can see. At first, this screen is black and blank. Then slowly watch as colors, shapes, patterns, and flickers of energy begin to emerge from the darkness. Watch whatever is arising with a detached awareness, neither creating images or pushing images away. Continue to witness whatever your quiet, vast mind reveals. Now, a number of different images will be named. Envision them on the level of memory and imagination as best you can, jumping from one image to the next as soon as you hear it. A green, white, and yellow ball. The warmth of the afternoon sun. The sound of a child crying. Mother Earth. Smoke rising from a brick chimney. The expansiveness of the cosmos overhead. An empty red bowl. A pair of scissors. Church bells. A runner crossing the finish line. A purple sunset, your lips smiling, a deep healing sleep, a warm summer campfire, a golden dog sleeping, trusting in your intuition, an old man praying, a blue glass mason jar, complete freedom, a glass pyramid, the smell after a rainstorm, feeling exhausted, a dove, a handful of cool soil, the smell of a familiar perfume, feeling suspicious, raccoon eyes, a boat sailing on the open ocean. white, fluffy clouds overhead, the rising sun, dentist chair, a candle flame, a simmering pot of stew, a spider's web, trunk of an elephant, orange sunglasses, a deep, still pool of water, white deer tail, a broken window, a beautiful waterfall, a bright sunny morning, hot cup of coffee, a sweet, caring grandmother, a wild horse galloping across a field, a locked door, the sound of wind rustling in the trees, hospital bed, a library filled with old books, hummingbird at your door, your body resting in yoga nidra. Return your attention to the breath, taking slightly deeper breaths, deeper, smoother inhalations that create a feeling of lightness in your whole body. Without effort, pause at the top of the inhale and continue exhaling slowly and smoothly. Feel your body becoming wider as you begin to create a cushion of etheric energy under your body. Continue this rhythm and method as long as it feels comfortable and effortless to you. Building this cushion of energy under your body. Visualize yourself supported by a fluffy cloud under you. As this cloud takes form in your mind's eye, feel it rising gently from underneath you. This cloud now lifting, carrying you up into the sky. Leave your thoughts and your earthbound mind behind and below. Allow yourself to rise and completely let go. You feel the body rising, supported by the cloud. Expand your awareness to take in the views below you. See a patchwork of fields, earth, the sea. You even find yourself drifting toward the water below. Enjoy this floating sensation, indulging yourself for as long as you like. Floating on a cloud over earth and ocean, exploring the sky, absorbing the sunlight, the freshness of the air, and the silence around you. Thank you. you are safe and calm as you explore the skies. And when you feel called to return, feel yourself, feel this cloud start to drift down, returning, gradually grounding back down to the earth, to this room, finally the place where you are lying on the ground. Exhale, land, and feel the weight of your body being supported by the earth. And as you ground down, take a moment and consider, what are the things right now that are sources of stress in your life? And is there even one small step that you could take to help alleviate or resolve this stress? Maybe practicing yoga nidra more frequently would help. Cozying up with a book, journaling, artistic expression, whatever that may be. Consider the matter for a few moments without falling into judgment or analysis. And then allow those ideas to start to drift away, coming back to the present moment of your body resting on the ground, calling to mind, to heart, your Sankalpa from the beginning of the practice. Please repeat your intention 3 more times now to yourself with faith, with feeling, with trust. Return to the sensations arising, coming, going from physical body. Feel the support underneath you and drop into all the places, all the spaces where your body is touching the floor. Back of head heavy, shoulder blades root, backs of the arms drop down, backs of hands, the buttocks, calves and heels. And bring your attention back to the natural, spontaneous, automatic breath, moving in and out of your body. Notice that you are breathing in and out through both nostrils. Inhaling through the nostrils and exhaling through the nostrils. Now imagine that you're only inhaling through your left nostril and exhaling only through the right. Then switch. Inhale through the right, exhale through the left, switch, inhale through left, exhale through the right, changing nostrils after each inhalation. Breathe in this way. The left side corresponds to the moon, a receptive, cooling energy in the body. The right side corresponds to the sun, an active, glowing, warming energy. Practicing alternate nostril breathing helps to balance these two parts of the nervous system. So continue inhaling one side, exhaling the other. Staying here for the inhale, switch sides for the exhale. mental alternate nostril breathing, a few more rounds of breath. Left side, the cool moon. Right side, the warm sun. Allow the breath to return to normal. Both nostrils inhaling, both exhaling. Remembering you can always return to this practice anytime that you wish. Deepen, lengthen the breath. Maybe begin to awaken the body by wiggling the fingers and the toes. Rotating wrists and ankles, gliding the chin one shoulder to the other. Maybe stretch through arms and legs. Hug yourself into a tight little ball, maybe a rock and a roll, a wiggle, a shimmy. You can come to your side. Stay right here on your back. Maybe you flip to the belly and flip your pillow, or slowly, eyes closed, rise to a tall, relaxed seat. Pause and notice the balance. Feel the mind, the body, the heart, the spirit, all harmonized. Resting sweetly at that sweet spot right in the middle. That's the secret sauce. Find that sacred space right in the middle where it's just right. Pause here, breathe here, feel here. Set the tone, the trajectory for the rest of your moments. Grateful that you took this opportunity to practice, to ground, to find balance from the inside out. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra to balance that kapha energy is now complete. Namaste. Dearest friend, be well.